This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
With everything that's been going on, we know many of you have questions about the market and how your portfolio is doing. So today you'll hear a lot about Scott's six-step educational process and how it can help you get some answers. We'll probably answer some of your questions on the show today, but for more information, you can always call us 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And we've made it real simple, available online as well, 609-488-4646. We've all been caught off guard at some point, and it's a terrible feeling. You just freeze like a deer in the headlights. Everything hits you at once, and you feel paralyzed. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to make decisions about retirement, Scott?
Well, you know, Alex, I appreciate you asking that because a lot of people out there are almost like a deer in headlights. And more important than that, I was thinking about these crazy lions and these guys that are going into the cage. And it's funny that I noticed, especially going to these wonderful animal shows when I was a little kid in the circus. You probably remember that, right, Alex?
Oh, of course. Little? Oh, yeah. I loved it.
And I think about this. It's funny. Why the heck is this guy picking up a stool, but looking into it further, holds up a stool and he thrusts the legs towards the wild animal? Well, now I'm thinking about it. Why? You know, the animal is trying to focus on what? Not the person holding it, but the four legs. Focusing on the four legs at once really makes the animal paralyzed and it overwhelms the animal. I think we also need to be tamed. We don't need to be weakened by the paralysis of analysis. We don't need to be weakened by the inflationary issues that we're facing. The interest rates are screaming because we become disabled. We get frozen. We don't know what the heck to do. And I see so many people on a daily basis and their attention is so fragmented that they forget the game plan. I need to retire healthy, have a long-term game plan. It's not the short-term game plan, but my goodness, where do I go? And I get those questions all the time, Alex. So this analysis by paralysis is real. And I think it's human nature as well as animal instincts, which we all have. And we need to have, the giants stand on the shoulders of other giants. And that's what we've been doing now going on our 41st year in the industry. Because there's a lot going on out there, Alex.
Absolutely, Scott. And some people might put off planning because they just don't know what the process is like or how hard it might be. So can you talk a little bit about your office and what potential clients can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
You know, I would hope when they leave our office, they would say, this was a good meeting. You know, I wasn't twisted my arm to make a sale. I didn't get pressured. This is my goal when people leave our office. So I start with the end in mind. I want them to feel like, you know what, they got their questions answered. And if they're really serious about their money, they would have written down the questions before they came in. Because when I get to know people, the first one of the most important steps is the first step, getting them to know me and them to get to know my clients. If they want referrals, they want people to know about us. If they want to know my staff, our job is to make it a warm, friendly relationship. And that's where I believe it starts. And I actually did a workshop when we had the, Alex, you remember with the COVID, no one could come into the office. They couldn't talk. They got stuck on the phones. They were scared because they're going to get sick. And so I actually put on the website there a little bit about our process. And number one is getting to know us and knowing that they're not going to have to get their arm twisted to do business. Because frankly, anybody that goes into a financial advisor's office, financial planner's office, a salesman, or a bank, if they do business on the first appointment, frankly, they really didn't do their homework. They need to understand, is there a chemistry? And I think that's critical to me.
Yeah, that is a great point, Scott. And I know that you've been real strategic putting together your team, and you're proud of your team. And before you tell us a little bit about your team, again, how can people contact you, Scott?
You know, we can reach our studios, as you mentioned in the beginning. I appreciate that. 609-488-4646. By the way, that's our website. If you want to visit us or give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. For any kind of information people have on their hearts, there's nothing worse than going to bed with a burden on your shoulders because you really can't sleep well, and you're either your legs are twitching, your brain's twitching, but you can't get to sleep because you're worried about this stock market, this industry. And, you know, going in this market now, I can tell you, if you're waking up in your skivvies, go on the online, 609-488-4646.com.
And Scott, do tell me about your team and the people that you've assembled there to help folks.
We've got a great team, you know, going on our 41st year in the industry. You go through people, and obviously we have people that just handle the paperwork. We have people that handle the customer service. We have a great support system with the Advisors Excel company, which we work with. It's tremendous service we get for ourselves as well as our clients. And it's all about my staff at first. They're my first clients, my staff. Why? Because they really are supporting myself so I can do the research, and my staff with George Costanis, another financial advisor in my office. We're able to help each other. And, you know, when times are tough, we're able to lean on each other and help each other out, as well as help the clients when they call in. And that's really important to me, is that high touch.
Mm-hmm. No, that's beautiful. And I know the retirement plan that you build with clients is called your six-step educational process. Can you explain your educational process to our listeners?
It's probably sounds almost cliche as the six-step process. Frankly, I don't even know how many steps it is, but I can tell you number one.
However many it takes.
step number one is getting to know you.
Yes, of course.
And you getting to know me. You see, if you don't have that synergism, that feeling, maybe you feel like you're good hands. I don't care how good looking the guy or gal is, the financial advisor. I don't care if they're the best looking in the world. The question is, what's in it for them? What are they looking for? Or, as my book indicates, you know, the financial planning process can lead your money to a mousetrap. You need to know, the clients need to know what the mousetraps are. And that's why I wrote the book many years ago, which became a bestseller. So number one is getting to know the clients. Number two is really getting the facts. What's going on? And that's why I talked about the financial advisor, working with the tax advisor, as well as working with the lawyer. Understanding the picture behind the picture, because we can talk about the monies. We can talk about the inflation or stagflation, possibly. We can talk about all these areas, but what's it really about you? Because you got a lot of people out there, Alex, as you know, that let's go really invest the money in the stock market. Because you remember in 2020, the market was roaring. 2021, it screamed to the end. And then, of course, December 27th, the market started dropping, almost like 1989. The Japanese market was almost the same exact date, which it is. When the market starts to drop, that's when people get scared. Everybody loves the market going up and they want to get more risky. But when the market starts to drop, it's almost like they want the stock market gains. Well, like you, Alex, you want to eat ice cream and cake, but you don't want the calories. It's the same thing as the stock market. We don't want to take all that risk, but what's the definition of their risk? I guess what I'm saying to you is, Alex, I need to know what their definition of risk is. And I think that's critical.
Absolutely. And rather than pushing someone towards a certain product right away, I know that you take a different approach. Can you kind of explain how your approach and your educational process might be a better one?
So after getting to know the person, getting to know their risks, the third process, of course, what's their definition of risk? Now, you could go into the alphas and the betas of the risk factor. Then I might be talking over someone's head. Let me give you an example, Alex. If you had $100,000 and you said, Scott, I love making money. I see the market did 20% and my accounts did wonderful. Well, Alex, my question to you is, and to anyone listening right now, really is this. What if the market had a 20% drop?
Mm-hmm.
You see, what if it was a 50% drop like it was in 2000 to 2003 and almost a 60% drop from 2007 to 2009? Did you weather the storm? Did you sleep? get a little bit less sleep? Did you worry? Were you sitting behind a computer waiting by osmosis that the market will take off? Or did you rest comfortably knowing by dividends and interest you're getting a nice dividend, even though you're in risk? I need to know the risk tolerance or the risk level of each person. Each person is not a cookie cutter design. I think that's really important. So when I get to know somebody, as I said, there's so many different investment tools in the universe of investments, from money market accounts right up to, heck, the stock market accounts, international, overseas, whether it's safe money like the CDs or maybe safe money in the annuity world, which the annuity has a bad name. My goodness, they have bad names. But there's some really good, yummy tools out there that could give you a 3 to 4% guaranteed rate of return, depending on when they're listening to the show, obviously. But right now, with the rates going up, there could be some great tools in the tools chest for some people. It's not a cookie cutter solution fits all. And I think that people need to understand, which is step four of our process, how does each one of the investment tools work? That's important, which most people don't understand.
Well, and Scott, again here, give me the information here for people that want to contact you if they hear something today they want more information about.
I'd love to speak to people off the air if they'd like. It's 609-488-4646. Again, that's 609-488-4646. No cost, no obligation. If you have a question, there's nothing worse than not getting it answered and going to bed at night and worrying about, should I ask that question? So anytime they want to give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. If I'm not available, Alex, they can just schedule a time and say, hey, Scott, I want to talk to you. I'd be happy to do that.
More information also available on the site, which can be reached at 609-488-4646.com. Retirement, it's a new phase of life, and anything new can make us nervous. Change is hard,
sure.
But after the break, we'll talk about how you can change up your routine to get ready for retirement.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, the financial tricks, all right here.
You actually have to sell shares of stock. The S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
It's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Many of us are creatures of habit. We have our usual order at our favorite restaurant. I know that I do. We take our coffee a certain way. Mine's all black. We don't like to switch banks, accountants, or doctors because we're comfortable with how things are done. But if you're getting close to retirement, you should seriously consider changing things up. Scott, why is it important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
It's like changing sneakers. I can promise you one thing, and you jog a lot, you got to get new sneakers. They wear out. Or maybe there's a better sneaker out there. I have bad knees like some of the listeners right now. And as old as I get, the older I get, the more I feel things are popping out. And then maybe it's a change for one type of sneaker to another type of sneaker. And I think the change is sometimes hard for people. For example, when you have an advisor or a doctor, I should say, you go to that same doctor and you move into another town. The biggest concern when people move from, let's say, North Jersey or from Philly down to our area down here in Waretown, New Jersey, or at my farm down in Ocala, Florida, it's hard to find doctors and you have to get word of mouth. That's number one. Number two, get to know the people you're working with. It's not a set and forget it. And making that connection is so critical. But breaking out of routine, man, you couldn't have said it better, whether they're switching banks accounts or attorneys or doctors. Who is going to take advantage of you? Who is really out for your benefit? And that's what we all think about. It's almost like when I had the guy do the work at my farm this week in Southampton, New Jersey. I'm wondering, he's a brand new worker, and is he going to take care of the horses correctly? We've got a lot of horses, and there's nothing worse than having someone who doesn't really take care of the animals. Although my daughter would freak out, my wife would. It's changing people. Wouldn't that make sense? I mean, it's almost like you're dating in the beginning, and then everybody smells good, their breath smells good, but you find out, oh, there's a problem later, and that's you need to really find out. Changing that routine is very hard, and think you couldn't have said it better, is you have to change routine if you want bigger and better. Or perhaps maybe there's, I should say, advisors were wonderful at one point, and maybe the client just outgrew the advisor. Maybe they were in the accumulation phase of their practice. They're good at the accumulation phase, but in the pulling out stage, I say in the income stage, they don't specialize in that, and they don't understand the bond issues, bond mutual funds versus individual bonds or individual tools that are going to give them a nice steady stream of income. They're not used to that. And that's the hardest shift, I can promise you. When you go from the growth or the accumulation phase to the income phase, that to me, when it comes to the finances, which I spoke about in our book, The Three Blind Mice, that's the hardest shift. How do you shift from a growth phase? Because you're always looking at the bottom right-hand number, right, Alex? When you look at your statement, Alex, you look at the bottom right-hand number, and it's up or down. But did you look at the stage where it's, well, how many more shares did you get by dividends of reinvestments? Or are you pulling out organically your required minimum distribution organically, or are you having to sell shares of stock, which could be almost cannibalization or evaporation of your portfolio because you're pulling out money from your account, having to sell more shares of stock, which I've seen so many people do, and they evaporate their money, not understanding they could just take the dividends and interest from their portfolio. And that's where you make the statement of obviously making that shift, shifting from the growth stage to the income stage. And that's where I find the hardest problem, not only finding advisors that are focused and that know this industry, but on top of it, are they specialists in that area? And of course, if they're not, you could really evaporate your money quickly and run out of money.
And let's talk a little bit more specifically about change and things that change with our savings when we get into retirement. Can you talk a little bit about that, Scott?
Yeah. You know, when it comes to savings, I'm at a phone call today with a doctor and plenty of assets. And I was teasing him on the phone. I said, you guys are pretty frugal, aren't you? You haven't even gone on a trip. Well, Scott, you know, the COVID, we can't get away. I said, well, get in your car and take a trip. Yeah, we're going to. And Frank was telling me and his wife, Lucille, he said, well, Scott, you know, we're so happy that we have extra cash because we see what's happening. This inflation really is eroding money. I'm so glad that we're in a good position that we can live on the dividends and interest. Well, how does that make you feel? Scott, we feel secure. We feel okay. But again, savings can be eroded by, well, getting a phone call from your daughter or your son because they need extra money. Savings can be eroded because you go out to dinner too much. Savings can be eroded rapidly by, you know, you go out with your friends and some of you out there listening right now, your friends know that you have more money than they do, and they kind of expect you to pick up the tab. There's a book on that I read, and you kind of feel guilty because you know you've been blessed and you've saved money, but they had the same 24 hours you did. Mm-hmm. You just happened to be frugal. And so I encourage people, you save money. There's a lot of tools that are liquid tools that could give you some good returns, possibly, for the right person if it meets your risk tolerance, or perhaps you don't want any risk at all. There's a lot of good tools out there. But again, I think about savings. I'm so glad people are savings. And now the rates, obviously, I was reading the reports the other day, and actually Bloomberg this morning was talking about the savings are now starting to dwindle because obviously we're spending so much money on food and shelter and gas. So be careful out there. Be careful on how you're spending money. I think that's critical on the changing of what's, especially in retirement, giving away too much money to kids. I want to take care of my kids. I don't know if you've heard of that, Alex. Have you heard people wanting to take care of the kids?
I mean, it sounds noble. Sounds like a great idea, but I mean, you can't shoot yourself in the foot at the same time.
And you could be at the same time shooting yourself in the foot, even though your heart strings are being pulled to helping the kids, but you're forgetting looking 10 years down the line and you're both healthy, you and your wife or husband, or maybe you're single and you start giving up to the kids and you end up maybe not as well off as you wish.
Well, and Scott, it's like being in the airplane and it's time to put the oxygen mask on. You got to put it on yourself before you put it on your kid. Because, you know, you don't want to be in a bad position and you can't help your kid at all. So you got to take care of yourself.
That's the truth.
Hey, Scott.
That is the daggum truth.
Scott, tell me, you know, if something's resonating with folks today or if they want to get a hold of you for more information, how could they do that?
I'd love them to give our studios a call at 609-488-4646. Any question, we'd be happy to talk to you off the air anytime they want. 609-488-4646. By the way, just add.com and that's our website. It'll go right there. But I think, you know, Alex, I appreciate you asking people to if they wish to ask some questions or get some great information. The worst thing that happened in a workshop or a radio show or a TV show that I do is they have these questions on their shoulder. They let them sit there, but they forget to ask the questions. And here it is, 3-4 weeks later, where they could have got a question answered, and all of a sudden, we'll use the three blind mice, your lights go dim. You didn't get your power of attorney up to date. Maybe you didn't fix your will, or maybe your taxation is, you pulled money out of the wrong account. If you've got those questions, I've got the answers. I can promise you that. 609-488-4646. Alex, I think anybody willing to give us a shout out, we'd love to speak to you off the air.
Definitely. And speaking of questions, Scott, what kind of questions do you ask potential new clients to help them with the transition from working years into retirement?
I want to find out what they're going to do after they retire. I want to know, what do you plan on doing? I mean, here you are, you're working, and people ask me that question, Alex, all the time. I'm at 63, almost 64 years old, and a few more months. I don't know how to turn the engine off. I thank God. I'm so blessed by the Lord that I have this job because I can sit and work with people all day long. I don't know how I would retire. I don't even plan on it. But there are people that are retired. What's the next step? Because you just can't turn the engines off of the Ferrari. You got to cool them down and try. So I guess the number one is, what's their transition? What are they looking at doing? What are you going to help? You're going to donate time? Are you and your wife or your husband, your significant other, your family? You're going to go on trips? I want to know what's really resonating in their heart where they can say, you know, I just want to relax. Well, that might be good for a few months. Alex, my best friend Dale, he's so laid back. We grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and he could sit around the campfire, shoot the breeze, and then go work out every day. He's been dedicated. He always makes fun of me because I just love talking to people and working with people. So his definition of retirement is totally opposite than mine. I need to know the people that I work with, the people that want to work with me. I want to know what their definition of retire, because it's about them. It's not about Scott McClain. I can promise you that.
Well, and retirement's just so much different now than it was for our parents and grandparents as well. You know,
that's for sure.
Scott, when you're asking these, you know, new clients, potential new clients questions, are people surprised you don't start by wanting to discuss their account balances and investments right away?
That's it. You know, no one's ever asked me that question. And the answer is yes. They'll pull out their statements. We usually ask when people come in on the six-step process, do me a favor, bring your tax returns, bring your will, power of attorney, living will, and your trust. Bring those in. Bring in your investment statements. You know, the first 15 to 20 minutes, I don't even ask about their monies, as you well stated. I'm glad you know my business, because frankly, it's not about the numbers. It comes to numbers, but it's about, as we just spoke about, the quality of their life, the quality of their retirement. And if they're in retirement already, how do they want to pass it on? What does it look? You're in heaven and you're looking down. What does it look like to you? Did you want to make sure your daughter or your son got the money, or their spouse or their kids? I need to know about that. So it doesn't really start with the account balances. It starts with, what does their heart want? What does their their family want? What is their mom and dad, if their mom and dad is still alive? What do they want? And how do they want to pass the heirs on? This, to me, is a relationship, a long-term relationship, which now in our 40, going on our 41st year, we've got clients been with us for almost 38 years. Many of them passed away. But I'm really blessed to know what's in each person's heart and how we can help them in their definition of help, not Scott's definition of help. Does that kind of make sense a little bit?
No, it really does. And Scott, before you give that number out again, can you tell me a little bit about what goes into an income plan for retirement? Because it's more than just having a budget, right?
It is. A budget is a good place to the macro picture, the big picture. I want X, Y, Z. But when it comes to income, the stream of income is, well, several different streams, whether they're a preferred stock paying out a quarterly dividend or a bond paying twice a year, or perhaps it might be an MLP, Master Limited Partnership, or a Business Development Corporation, a BDC. They all pay different ways. But we need to know exactly what this family would like to have in, or this individual or couple would like to have it on a monthly basis. Then we can design it around where the investment goes. But then, Alex, I think you know this as well as I do. What if they want a guaranteed income stream? An income stream that will not evaporate, will not erode. An income stream that maybe would keep up with inflation, like we see Social Security. We saw a ratchet up in Social Security in 2021 when they noticed it's going to be 5.8%. And the question is going to be, at this income stream level, well, you know what? I can bank on this. So when I go to the mailbox on the first Monday of every month, the check will be there. So when we look at these tools, this is what we need to explain to our clients, how each one of these different individual tools work and what they can expect and what they shouldn't expect if there's a bump in the road like we're seeing now in the market economy.
Got to replace that paycheck. And Scott, how can people get a hold of you if you're hearing something today and you want more information?
They want more information. We have a commissioned reports on income. I'd love to get that to them at 609-488-4646. Just give our studios a shout out and we'll be able to speak to them off the air. So our studios can be reached again, 609-488-4646.
You know that junk drawer in your kitchen? Does it remind you of your financial plan? Well, we'll talk about how to get your plan in order coming up next.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes